New research reveals 9 in 10 Aussie parents rate learning about financial literacy as or more important than maths, yet 84% cite barriers to educating their kids on it. In fact, 2 in 3 Australian parents think their children only know the basics or have limited to no understanding of the value of money. A collaboration with Gumtree and Jimmy Rees called Ollie the Spectral Spectacles launches today, making these topics easily digestible for children. The children's book helps parents teach their children about how to be financially savvy and sustainably minded. I'm joined by Gumtree spokesperson David Lau to talk about the research and what this research has shown, and certainly about Aussie parents' opinion on teaching their children tools for the future and what the book shows. Good morning, David. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on.
No problems at all. Okay, so let's talk about the new research. What does it reveal?
Yeah, you've talked about some of it there. I mean, ultimately, two-thirds of Aussie parents think children only know the basics or have very limited understanding of financial literacy and understanding the value of money. But to those points, 98%, so most of us, believe it's super important. And as you said, rated almost higher than some of the traditional subjects like maths and science. So in today's climate, understanding the value of money is super important. And then the other one we also looked at was living sustainably, with 9 in 10 parents acknowledging they can be doing more teaching their kids how to have, live sustainably.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking, with maths, I mean, I learned a lot about algebra and indices and all that sort of thing, and sort of never really used it ever since, when I left school. Is that a component? Is finances a component that we can put into the maths schedule at schools?
Yeah, it's definitely an opportunity, and I think that's where we've partnered up, as you said, with Jimmy Rees to give parents that resource. So it's not just up to the schools. It's another resource that they can do as a family unit. We hear a lot about things like piggy banks and understanding and talking through the way they use money. Well, our side here, and what you'll see Ollie, the central character, learns through the book is the value of items around the house. And some of these items around the house carry value and they're just not used. So why can't we look at ways we can potentially sell those for the value of money?
So what are the barriers? I mentioned there that 84% of parents cite barriers to educating their kids on it. What would some of those barriers be?
Yeah, well, it doesn't go so deep into that. It really talks about leaving it to schools and
right.
having access to
okay.
simplified resources. And this book is targeting primary school kids too. So we're not talking to high school. We're talking simple conversations you can have. And that's what we believe now has never been a better time. And I said, really blending those two sides, driving financial savviness and the sustainable-minded into families for the best possible future.
So why is now a good time for, I mean, you just briefly spotted it there, but why is now a good time, really?
Well, it also lines up with Book Week. So it's National Book Week. So it's another good opportunity. This is a free resource available on Gumtree.com where your listeners, parents, can get their kids to sit down and read the book. It's downloadable as an electronic digital book. But also 4 p.m. this Thursday, they can head to the site and watch Jimmy through a reading. And then there's some activities involved as well to put extra tasks to be trading as a family unit.
So what was Gumtree's passion to get involved? I mean, obviously, you've taken this on board really enthusiastically.
Yeah, for the last 14 years, we've had a passion point around trading in the circular economy and ensuring items are reused and we're avoiding landfill, ultimately. So how do we look at items, as many listeners know, the value of Gumtree, connecting buyers and sellers? So our passion point there very much is how do we get more items in circularity, keep them in circulation longer, and that's where the work together with Planet Ark, we're pressing further forward with opportunities for Australians to get involved.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about how Ollie and the Spectral Spectacles make this an easily digestible resource.
Well, it's a very easy-to-read book. It's actually quite a lot of fun, and those of your audience that know Jimmy Rees, he's quite popular from the ABC series Giggle and Hoot, but he's also got a few different social media memes making some fun and mocks at the isolation and lockdowns. So there's a good little story in there that's got some underlying themes. As I said, we hope it's engaging for the kids. So that's the first point, is allowing them to get out and get into reading during Book Week. But also said there's some resources there as well. So going on treasure hunts around your house or your property, understanding what items are in a garage or a shed that have potentially not been used in a while, that carry value. So you're now converting conversations with your kids. Are going, yeah, are we using that anymore? Can we list it on Gumtree? Can we make some extra cash on the side from those items? So it's really very much converting a theme into some actions and activities you can be doing for the family.
So it sounds like it's a real layman's publication, because sometimes you know obviously parents mightn't understand certain things, others will. So you've basically narrowed it down to so that everybody can understand it.
Absolutely. I mean, the sweet spot for this is that it's primary school kids. So anyone in the age group, and even older or younger, I said there's a video with Jimmy walking him through. So if they're not quite up to reading that, there's some great themes under there. As I said, he goes on a bit of a journey. And Ollie, the central character, is a bit of an entrepreneur and an inventor at heart.
Okay.
So he goes on a few twists and tails and has a bit of fun along the way as well.
Ah, that sounds good. All right, you mentioned a website before. Is that where Australians can go to download the book and to find out more?
Definitely. Head to gumtree.com.au. As I said, this Thursday we've got the live reading from 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm. That sounds excellent. All right, David, thank you for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. David Lau, spokesman for Gumtree, speaking to us this morning here at 7XS.